The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Before we move on with this, I got an email from a guy. Oops, sorry. That's Brady's Wild America. It says 11 years ago, myocardial infarction. Drove myself to the ER. 100% blockage. Flatlined 6 times. Hospital was trying to contact relatives to let them know I was gone. Guess what? I'm not. Still drinking, smoking. I hike with my dogs and I live alone. Read the news, Snowflake.
Wow.
He's all over Irwin for his 70 to 80% blockage. Soft-ass news, man. Well, he's a little more worried about it than you are.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, the best part of waking up is Folgers in a cup. But the second best thing is that I just saw on TMZ that USC had to apologize. This is my favorite part of 2021. College campuses, the youth of tomorrow today, also woke, also anti-bullying and racist and they're all so incredibly, I don't know,
tone deaf?
Forgiving and loving and accepting. USC had to apologize because the entire student section wouldn't stop chanting the Mormons at the BYU game.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep in mind that their quarterback is Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart is a Mormon.
Yeah.
USC's own quarterback is a Mormon, but he's not a BYU Mormon, not one of them gross naturals. So they started to chant the Mormons at the USC game in the Coliseum because, you know, especially in L.A. where all the woke everything is happening and the insanity that is. Don't even mention it. My friend's kids are college age and I'll never forget, like he said, the daughter said that this kid was coming over and he goes, which one is that? And she goes, he's been here before. He says, is he the black kid? Dad, is he the black kid? Oh, my God. That's racist? Who are we talking about? Describe
him. Which friend?
Doesn't matter if he's black. I didn't say it did. I'm just asking if that's the one that's coming over or not. I don't care.
It's a descriptor.
You're disgusting. It's ridiculous. That whole age group is just so phony.
That's all going to change, though, when Lincoln Riley is the head coach. That will be an acceptable cheer.
Lincoln Riley is the most brother name of all time.
It's awesome.
He's a white guy too, right?
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley is I see that name on paper. I'm like, ooh, I'm staying out of that neighborhood. Lincoln Riley is a badass black dude name. My name is Lincoln Riley. Yeah, goddamn, you will beat me up with words. Lincoln Riley. And then you see him, you're like, that's not Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley would be played by Forrest Whitaker in a movie. This is not Lincoln Riley. But F the Mormons, because USC, that woke campus of that bastion of acceptance and everything else. I'm so sick of the hypocrisy of all this stuff. You look at all these people's Facebook pages and all that stuff and the things they're doing on the side, but every time Facebook pops up, they're the perfect person. F yourself. And Kristen Cavallari, I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Did you see her thing this weekend?
I did not.
She posted a photo of her family for Thanksgiving, but all of her kids are back turned to the camera. Because she doesn't want her kids' faces on Facebook or on social media. So everybody's kind of like, why bother? And she's like, social media makes us. She posts on social media all the things that social media does. She's like, I don't think it brings us any joy. If you do something where your kids' faces aren't showing, you're attacked. If you show your kids' faces, you're attacked. You just can't win on social media anymore. I'm like, there's a simple answer to this. Stop
don't
being
do social
on it.
Media.
Yeah, get off it. Oh, you can't do that. She did. She posted a picture where her kids are facing the wrong way.
They're actually protesting her. They're like, get back together with Jeff Dye.
Get Jeff Dye back in here. Where's Jay? Where's Daddy Jay? And the kids all said it in unison. Don't care. Their one kid, his name is Jackson, too. Anyway. But social media, it's so bad for us. I'm going to post how bad social media is. Let everybody know. What are you doing?
Stop this madness.
The whole world's gone bananas. But I did enjoy the old college. When I went to a West Virginia Pitt game, I was 7 years old. It was 1979. And it was a big rivalry. Pitt playing West Virginia was a big deal. And my dad's company was building the new Mountaineer Stadium. So we had connections with the Mountaineers. Well, we went to the very last game at the old stadium, which was Pitt, West Virginia. And it was a heated rivalry. I'm sure it got like this with Ohio State and Michigan, too, back in the day. They don't do it now. The signs, the full bed sheets that dudes would, like two groups of people would hold up with stuff happening to vaginas. I was seven. I didn't understand. My dad would cover my eyes and the whole section would start laughing. Like terrible things about the mothers of the players on Pitt. And there were just hillbilly signs everywhere and just brutal. That's what college football, when it was real, when it was good. And F the Mormons was throwback. Because you hate, why can't we get past that? Why can't we watch football and know that BYU is your rival tonight? You're playing a team. If you have any passion at all, you hate the opposition, right?
They're like fudge the Trojans, you know?
Yeah, they say fudge the Trojans all the time. But come on, you're supposed to chant stuff terrible about them. They're the opponent.
It's just a game.
We can't be friends because, no, it's not. It's the most loyal I'll ever be. So I applaud the USC Trojan student section for their F the Mormons chant. And you know what, BYU? You lost that, too. You should have had a good chant coming back to them. I think a great one would have been just a slow chant, Olivia Jade. Just something like that. Just an embarrassment to that college. O.J. Simpson. That would have been a great chant. It would have been an awesome chant. But BYU, you don't chant back, so you're also pussies in that category. USC wins on the field. I don't know if they won the game. Who cares? And in the stands. F the Mormons. That's the risk you take as the Mormon school.
BYU probably, they won that game. They had to have.
Don't know. Don't care. Doesn't matter. In the end, neither team really matters. The only thing interesting the only thing interesting about that game was the chant. But they apologized immediately, which means USC will probably send BYU a ton of money or a couple of Samoans.
Maybe that's what it is.
BYU loves those Samoans. It's time now for Brady to give you the news, even though he's 92% blocked. He doesn't care, Steve. And you got a whole part. Oh, this is last week's. That's no good. It's going to talk about Thanksgiving.
You don't want to do Thanksgiving again?
Nah, I would like to take the time away. Football is tonight, so start your week off right. Catch the game tonight at Hooters. Big Daddy Bud Light, 10 bone-in wings on special only at Hooters. Who's tonight?
Seahawks. And
C-Sacks.
The team.
Oh, the Giants. Oh, the R-Words.
Yeah.
R-Words and the Seahawks.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's like I'm just
your season's over, too. Yeah. We're having
Welcome to the club, boys. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, but the difference is you're going to be doing this for a few more years.
We'll had it in game one of the season. Yeah.
Steelers are $94 million under the cap next year. We're going to be fine.
The Seahawks are trending that way now, too.
Yeah, that's fine. A year off.
Seahawk fans, we're in the seventh spot of the playoffs. We win tonight.
No, don't do that. You don't want to be in the playoffs with that mess.
Stop it.
Good for you. You're going to have a middling draft pick and screw everything up. Start tanking, man. Start paying attention to them sons. That's fun. Brady, it's time for 16? You to give us that. 16 in a row. 17 tomorrow against Golden State. It's a hell of a game. Sold my tickets already. Made a pretty penny. Paid for those house lights.
Nice.
It's pretty nice. Hooters and Bud Light give you this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Cyber Monday. A couple of baseless fun facts. Washington, D.C. has a higher population than two states.
No kidding.
Vermont and Wyoming.
Hmm. Huh.
Walt Disney was not cryogenically frozen.
Just his head.
He was cremated and buried in a cemetery in Glendale, California.
I've been to it. It's cool. It's in
with the head on.
Forest Lawn. Oh, they said the head was off even at the thing?
Only Teddy Baseball.
Walt's head isn't frozen? Are you sure? That might be just something they're saying.
That's just a rumor.
I believe it.
St. Nicholas, associated with Santa Claus, is the patron patron saint of prostitutes.
St. Nicholas is?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sort of like Jesus. Jesus had hooker friends, yeah. And yep. St. Nick was a hooker
similarities.
Guy.
They worked with the crowd.
Well, he dresses like a pimp, so that makes sense. So Santa is just a big pimp.
Got yeah, the fur he does some hat pimping. Going
on. He has a hat and a big red suit.
He works year-round.
Got an awesome sled. What a player. He's got like 600 slaves running around. You best have my toys, bitch.
In a new survey, the average person says they decide if they like a Christmas present within 14 seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
84% say they're always thankful for receiving a gift, even if it's something they don't want.
Yeah. They're lying.
Yeah, I'm a big one for just liking whatever I get.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever taken anything
unless
back.
It's theater popcorn.
Did Brady give you theater popcorn? Why did you give
gave
that?
It to you and you? And
oh, that wasn't theater popcorn. It was a kettle corn maker.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And Brady was a dick about it.
Well, you got that then, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. All right.
Brand new.
It was brand new. I gave Brady a brand new one.
The seal was off of one of the popcorn kettle kernels. I'm just saying.
Trust me. If you use it, you'd know.
A four pack.
Because it's impossible. Brady marveled at my kettle corn maker.
This is cool.
Yeah, it makes kettle corn.
I like this. I'm like, cool.
Put that in your mental checklist, John. That's a nice Christmas present for your pal Brady. Gave it to Brady for Christmas.
What's this garbage?
He's one of the worst.
Wow.
And then the next chance he gets, he's handing it over to Toledo and laughing. I'm like, hey, I got that for you.
Didn't want it. Hated it. Gave it away.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just never give gifts again.
That's a dick move.
It was a dick move.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, of course not. It's the blockage.
A new poll asked people what their perfect job would look like.
I did it this weekend.
The average person's ideal job would require them to work 26 hours a week.
Too long.
Pay at least $60,000 a year and offer around 6 weeks of paid vacation. The average answer was 29 vacation days.
That's what they do in Europe. And they take them all at once. Like they're encouraged to go.
Holiday.
Yeah. That British couple that I met in Australia. How long are you here? We leave tomorrow. How long were you here? 13 days. Well, where else are you going? We're going home. We're on holiday for 45 days.
Yeah. 45?
So how do you? Our work encouraged it. It's sabbatical. The work told them,
get
the hell out
of here. 10 weeks.
Wow. No, it's some crazy. Well, and all at once. Like, you got to go. Take a full month off.
This was huge news. Of course, last week, the president tapped into our petroleum reserve. 50 million barrels of oil to help relieve on the gas prices a little bit.
To get people to stop talking about his gas.
In Canada, they had to tap into their maple syrup reserves.
Whoa.
50 million pounds of syrup to help deal with the supply issues to keep prices in check. There's an OPEC of maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on 60 Minutes, too.
Time
out. That's about as serious as
isn't
no.
Why would Canada run short on syrup?
Because
they are 70.
They produce 70% of the world's maple syrup.
Okay.
Comes out of Quebec. The biggest customer is us.
Well, yeah, we eat tons of sugar.
60% of the syrup.
But wait a sec. So they're reliant on foreign syrups, which is why they have to stockpile. It's the only reason you would have to stockpile it.
Yeah.
Why don't just use their own syrup? Why would you have to outsource your syrup?
We say the same thing about gas.
Oh, I know. I understand that. And we're wrong to do it. It's stupid. Yeah. And the only reason why is because if we did use all of our gas, there'd be wars. Because it screws
told me
up other countries.
That 50 million barrels of gas.
Yeah, oil.
And the gas price drop. It's like less than a week.
What do you mean?
We go through
that. Oh, yeah, we'll blow through that in a heartbeat. It's just to ease it.
Really...
It's a little release valve for the Thanksgiving weekend, which wouldn't kick in.
Yeah, that's all it was.
But then I heard rumors that OPEC was saying, well, you know what? We're going to cut back a little bit
they
more
did.
Now then.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, great.
To the tune of 50
million
barrels.
But that's kind of the agreement of the entire situation as far as I understand. It's like, hey, America, I know you got tons of it. You've also got all the money. So could you throw us a bone and let us run the oil for a little while? And they ran it crooked the whole time, and we've been in on it. Because if we started to just make our own oil, which is why Trump scared everybody with the drill baby drill thing, the Middle East would start fighting nonstop, or Russia would get all the pull on that.
Yeah, it's for
so it's
they
basically
don't want to go anywhere else.
Global politics is all the oil is. I don't think syrup falls in that same category.
Oh, it's huge.
I think Russia's going to attack
Barry
syrup.
You're not Canadian either. So.
That's a good point. Well, Canada. I mean, we'll push them back in an hour. We're not going to lose a war to Canada, that's for sure.
this is pretty amazing. There's a group of people who tried to buy a copy of the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution. Earlier this month, they tried to use cryptocurrency.
Who's selling it?
It happened. You ready for this? It was called a DAO. A DAO, D-A-O.
Okay.
Is now the newest way that people were trying to buy stuff. They their bid was $43 million, but they lost to a hedge fund guy who outbid them. A DAO is basically formed by a group of people using cryptocurrency, and there's no CEO. It's basically everyone involved in the DAO that chips in their portion of crypto gets a vote, and they vote whatever they want to purchase or go out and invest in.
Huh.
So it's a democratic thing. Basically, you don't have one person making the
But nobody decisions. Has to be selling it?
They basically, it's the new way to create a business.
But who's right. selling the Constitution?
Yeah. There's, I don't know how many copies.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, it had to be a private owner.
For sale now. I've got a lot of taxes to cover, baby girl.
Copies?
Then that's
yeah,
not the Constitution.
Staples recently or what?
That's different then.
Well, the copies, you know, there's the original Constitution.
Right, which and is what you said they're buying.
Right, but as I understand it, didn't they write additional ones that would be
yeah,
the copies?
The real one is the one we're talking about.
Well, whatever. The copy was worth more than $43 million. So you're going to be seeing a lot more
no, this doesn't make any sense at all.
DAOs out there.
You're still not answering the question of okay. who's selling the Constitution.
And
even if there are original handwritten copies, who's selling those? It seems like we should have those right. Constantly in like cases somewhere in the Smithsonian. But you can just
yeah,
pick
I don't,
it up.
Don't have the information on who was selling the
Every
copy.
Movie I've ever seen about the Constitution, you have to steal it. It's not for sale.
The Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, there are 14 original manuscripts, one for the federal government and one each for the 13 states.
Right. And all of them are not for sale.
I would imagine not.
Yeah. So I don't know who's buying this. But by the way, Winston has just texted over and said, y'all let the Santa pimp thing go without one ho-ho-ho? Like, Jesus, good catch.
Damn, Brady. That was on
that's,
you.
Yeah, that's your. Those are your type of jokes.
Man.
Come on, Brady. We just pointed out his clothes and how funny it would be if he was a pimp. You're the one who comes up with those, you know, dad ho-ho-hos.
Yeah, I dropped the ball.
It takes having children to get that one. How did we miss that? Excellent work.
49-year-old woman in Australia named Rachel Perry pleaded guilty earlier this month to stealing real money from an animal hospital so she could play slot games, these slot machines
Pokies.
That don't pay actual cash.
Oh, that's dumb.
You get credits, which lets you play more.
Right.
That's like $671,000
worth.
No.
Over a 3-year period.
Not dollars. Don't attach a dollar.
It's dollars,
it.
American dollars,
She's stealing
or Australian
the dollars. From
She's
the,
stealing it?
From the
thought you just
animal
said it wasn't
hospital.
Money.
All right. Correct. Settle down. He's right this time. You need to be quiet.
Yeah.
Because he said she stole real money to play a machine that doesn't pay money. You got to pay attention if you're going to chime in.
Was paying it.
No, no. He was right. No. He said the machines don't make money. She stole money to play a machine that doesn't pay money.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Here we go, Jim.
Yeah, so she.
I'll take care of the details around
here. She would pay, and she was using this embezzled cash from the hospital over a 3-year period. $671,000 she stole from the hospital.
I'll read it. I'm still confused.
How are you confused? She stole money. Like, let's say I steal your wallet and there's money in it, and then I go play a game that doesn't pay money.
Similar to, like, if you're playing one of those games and you can buy a new skin.
Yeah, it's a phone app game. There's no
but
cash.
You have
it
to
just
put
gives
cash
you more.
In to
so
buy
So what do you get
skin?
At the end of it? What's the grand
credits
prize?
To keep
you get
playing.
Credits to keep playing.
So just, she's an ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb
ass. She's just dumb. But we found someone dumber.
No way. I run everything.
Toledo couldn't even figure that. Like, he couldn't investigate this crime because it just doesn't add up to him. As simple as it is.
Robert Dvorak is 78 years old. He went to the gym last Thursday morning, and he wanted to use a specific machine, but someone else was using it. We don't know what time of machine it was, but two sisters were there working out, and they got sick of waiting for them on whatever machine they're using. So while one of them was still on the machine, Robert went over there and sat down on top of her so he could use it instead. Pinned her down.
Oop.
used the machine, did a couple of reps. The other sister went over there to try to pull him off of her.
Yeah.
Police got involved. Witness was there, confirmed Robert was the aggressor.
You keep saying sisters, and I just picture nuns in the gym, and I don't know why.
I know. This is the dude. 78 years old.
Oh, yeah. So. Let him use it.
But funny if it was the rowing machine or
just reverse
leg
out.
Press. We had a little incident that happened on the Delta flight. I don't know if you heard about this one, but it happened on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. The flight attendant actually posted the message of concern on her TikTok, and then she had to pull it back down.
During the flight?
No, I think just after it happened. The message says a passenger in seat 13A was breastfeeding her cat and refused to pull it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The lady was sitting there, pulled up her shirt, and wanted her cat to latch on.
Oh, did it?
I don't think so. She started screaming at the cat, and then the other passenger said the cat was there meowing for its life. Like, didn't want to be there.
Wanted its Milkies.
No, I don't think it wanted the Milkies.
Oh, that is gross. That's why I don't fly coach. That stuff happens. I think that stuff happens every day. I think hillbillies are feeding. That's the dangerous thing right now with the airlines in those weird deals where they're like, $35, you can fly all the way across the country. I'm like, I don't want to get on that plane. I don't fly the low-level ones. Because anybody that can afford a $10 ticket is doing $10 ticket stuff. They're $10 people. We've talked about this before. You
finally get on a flight.
Yeah. What was the thing? Well, we talked about going to the Suns game to watch the finals, remember? And they're tickets are $5 and $10. I'm like, I'm not sitting down there. There's just going to be fights the whole night. It's $10 people. You don't want people who are excited about a $10 ticket to anywhere. It's 10 bucks. I'm like, ooh, that's a group.
Another scientific study on cats involving more than 2,000 cat owners has confirmed that all cats exhibit psychopathic behaviors.
Yeah, no question. It's been around for how many thousands of years, and we can't figure them out at all. We live with them. And you look at cats, and you're still like, not sure. Not sure what it's going to do.
They determine the relationship.
They absolutely
determine
it. How
things are going to go.
And they determine it, like, week to week. Like, you feel like, oh, I'm bonding. Like, this cat and I are, like, tight. And then it doesn't want anything to do with it.
Away. Get away, man.
Yeah. You go sit with it, like, hi, Lucy, how are you? It's like, ugh, this asshole walks all the way across the room.
What did I do? Yeah,
I just, you try to pet them and they just scratch your hand open. What the? You see, true cat owners always have scars on their arms and hands because their cats turn on them every 5-6 days.
Nahimas Chapada was, vacationing in the Philippines, and he was in a wooded area, a little water there, and thought, this is pretty cool. Look at this little fake crocodile. Oh. I'm going to take a selfie next to it. Real croc.
Is he dead?
He's in critical condition. Here's the picture of him laying out there after.
He got a selfie out.
But got numerous bites, but I think he took one to the dome.
Wait, this is him laying out after the attack. I thought I was going to get a shot of the selfie. Nope, Brady gave me a shot of the man's corpse.
Wow.
And then for no reason at all, there's like a turtle nearby. And
yeah, I don't know about the turtle shop, but.
I'd said he got into a wrestling match with it.
You had to get out of its jaws.
Well, sure. I don't think that's a wrestling match. That's just called self-preservation. Wrestling match sounds like two people who are agreed to do it.
That was a 12-footer.
Fighting for his life.
Oh, Jesus.
And why you'd live in an area with those.
Crocs?
Yeah, crocs or gators. Like, why do you live near it? The weather can't be that great.
We've got a influencer. Trying to be a big social influencer. She's got a little Instagram page, and then she was on another page. I'll give the name of it. But she lives in Macon, Georgia, and she was doing something solo and getting ready to post it on Masturbate, or the, Chatterbait.
Oof.
Is the name of the.
Wait a minute.
The shirt's fitting today.
It's wrong. Wait a minute. Say that again.
It's chatterbait.
I know what chatterbait is.
I didn't know what it was.
Well, it's an ad.
You're posting.
Every time you try to jerk off on Pornhub, it goes to chatterbait first. Yeah. And then when you try to close all your windows,
chatterbait. Like to have a conversation?
Look, I can tell you right now, I guarantee if I
Vivian
go to.
Vivian in Tempe is ready to talk.
If I go to my. If I
Which,
go to
and
my,
you can talk to them, giving them tips or
no,
tell
Brady,
them what to do.
That's a phishing thing. They just want.
See, look, if I go to private right here. No, I cleared it. When you have to clear your things out of your phone.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Pornhub right now, if I just go to Pornhub.com and click on anything, like I have one saved in my notes. I'll just click on that for the it's like a cooking show, Brady. This one's already done. It's in the oven. Let's see what it looks like. Oh, it won't open it here at work. But then Chatterbait comes up, and I've never used it.
Well, according to this, it's a web platform, a popular adult site that lets models receive tips from viewers in return for performance.
Yes.
So I was correct, Lito.
I don't know that anyone. I don't know.
He shot my theory down. You talk to people, give them tips, tell them how to masturbate, and you watch it.
Okay.
You said no. It's not.
Why are you angry? At
well,
that?
It's. I wasn't angry. It's just those windows that pop up.
He's mad at you, though. So yeah, I don't know.
So anyway,
I assume that's what it was too. Did you fight him on that? I missed that part.
Yeah, he said no. It's not.
What is it? To you.
No, the ones that pop up there with the chatterbait, like when you're watching the Pornhub, that's not an active.
Oh, it does
window,
if you click on it.
But it takes you to another site. That's
but that's chatterbait. That's what he's talking about. What's going on with you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why is he struggling so much?
I don't know.
Give him your shirt.
I got another one.
Toledo's stroking hard.
So anyway, she was getting ready to post it on chatterbait, and she had a 9mm gun with her, and she shot herself in the vagina.
What? Whoa. What? Why was she doing? Somebody suggested maybe banging the gun?
Yeah.
And it's loaded?
Yeah.
Did she shoot herself, quote, in the vagina?
It absorbed it.
Oh.
Minimal bleeding. Well, it's sealed
no
up.
No more than usual.
There's a picture of her.
It's like the worst period I've ever had.
I wouldn't want to watch her masturbate anyway.
Yeah.
She's got Graves' disease. She's 24. Why is her face so old?
Probably meth.
Oh, there it is.
Chatterbait.
Brett solved it. I like Brady's page better. The masturbate page. That cuts right to it.
Pretty much.
You don't have to chat about anything.
We got a 35-year-old Florida woman. She walked into someone's house, took her clothes off, and started sitting on people's laps. She started masturbating and then was grabbing genitalia, too. They were trying to
her
push
own?
Her off. Not only her own.
Other people in the house.
The other guy assisted her out the door. She grabbed his package and said, you know you want some of this. This is a picture of her. She walked in there.
Better than I expected. She's got a big girl face. So she walked into the house, took all her clothes off, and nobody knocked her out?
Yeah, because...
And she got close enough to grab your junk?
She walked into some... The 65 plus.
Oh, it's Florida also.
It's Florida.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah. There wasn't much battle going on there, and maybe some of the guys were saying, hey, we can deal with this.
This lunatic will tug me.
We've got, you always, you know, being the Christmas season, there's some toys that always get either pulled off the shelf from malfunction or
kills
something
people.
Happens. Right. You got this dancing cactus that teaches kids three different languages, and the Polish song that the dancing cactus, this is at a pulled from a Walmart in Toronto, Canada, has a Polish song on there, and the song talks about doing cocaine.
Oh, right.
And evidently, the Chinese company that made the dancing cactus, let's use a Polish song. They pulled it from a Polish rapper named Cypress is his name, and that was the song, was about doing cocaine. And
they didn't even look? The cactus
just knew
just
it was,
sings Polish songs to
yeah.
you? What is the connection that makes that a purchase in anyone's life?
$25.85. There it is.
It's a cactus that sings Polish rap for Christmas.
And then it'll have an Italian song or whatever the three
unfiltered
languages.
Unfiltered Polish rap.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the target audience of this particular item?
Kids want to learn from a cactus, I guess.
Okay.
Got an idea here.
$26. We just loaded up with all sorts of filthy foreign rap. Chinese will build it for a penny.
Let's get to some radio videos. The first one is a little, I sent this to Toledo over the weekend, or actually just before Thanksgiving. The old...
yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah, deep frying a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Where they warn you, they put it on the... Yeah,
this isn't going to go well.
This is a fire.
Right? Yeah.
So they overloaded it. Oh, they're throwing it in on a line.
They put it on... You know, the system's not too bad.
They've got it on a stick. It's hanging over the bucket of hot oil.
And now the
dry
leg,
field.
The leg... One of the legs...
tipping over.
Catches. He's got to tuck it back in.
Yeah, it's too big for the bucket.
And
yeah.
It's frozen, I'm guessing.
Not thawed. Now,
oh, this guy's going on fire. There's no way.
And then she panics.
Oh, God. She panics and drops it. Yeah, that's what happens.
It was great.
And
it was
by
a great
the way,
bird that day.
Awesome idea to hook that up on the driest patch of grass you can find as well. Look, Brady, they're in the woods.
They're penguin around
there. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I don't know what the ladder was there in the background for some reason, but
they were going to drop it from a ladder, probably.
J. Todd Himes just said, did you read the further on that story that lady shot herself in the vagina? You know who she was chatterbaiting with?
Uh-oh.
It's terrible. Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
Why don't you put that near your vagina?
Now we have a lady.
Like this? Pull the trigger. Nothing bad can happen. It's a prop.
Okay.
Lady struggling going down the stairs.
Oh, that's fun. Just a woman on the stairs. Oh, down. Whoop. Oh.
Second set. Boom.
Hold on. I have a song for this. I think I have the proper tune for this. Hold on just a second. And go.
With other
arms. Spot on.
The lady just had no reason to be going. Gravity just beat the tar out of her about three steps
those
in.
Those subway stairs kicked
it's
her
not
ass.
Even a steep case. She wasn't going very fast.
No, it's
steep, stairs.
Maybe is and it icy? Safe.
One more.
You think, she got in under the tag?
Oh, she Pete Rose right in there.
Yeah. One more set of stairs. This is a performer.
Man, that's a good fall. Does that have sound? I think that had sound a second
ago. No, it didn't have sound. This one does.
Oh. This is a concert. Who is that?
Who is that?
Carol G?
How many people went to the Carol G show? That place is packed.
I've never even heard of Carol
it's
G.
It's like Astroworld.
Well, she gets up and rallies up.
Well, yeah. And the crowd cheers. For the simple act of being bipedal.
not now. Ready? Oh,
she. This is about 15 stairs.
And that mic is live. It took a couple of stairs.
You know what's amazing about it, though? At the Carol G show, when she fell down the stairs, somehow or another, the singing kept going.
It
I don't
did.
Know if you guys noticed that her blah blah wee.
She was singing.
She's got 44 million followers on Instagram.
What? Yeah. Who's Carol G?
She's a reggaeton artist.
I hate that stuff. 44 million people know about her, and I'm just now learning because you fell down the stairs. I am no longer.
You are no longer
connected to this world.
Nope, you are no longer in the wheelhouse.
Time to kill myself. I am no longer connected to this earth.
Got another mountain bike flip.
Oh, cool. No. Oh, no, he didn't take the bike.
And Lyle drive by his own bike.
He didn't take the bike along for the trip.
Nice.
You got to hang on to the bike if you're going to flip
it. I said, are you all right?
Oh, I thought he said, nice.
He broke the bike's fall.
Oh.
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah.
No.
The wind out. Oh, that's awful.
I don't know. If I'm filming that, I can pretty much tell my buddy's not all
right. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Well, exactly. I think it's just a human reflex.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right? Because you're basically asking, do I have to do something here?
Right. What am I predisposed to
and
do?
And you're waiting
right
for the guy to go, what the F do you think?
Yeah.
You see what happened.
Tell you to off fast enough.
All right, I'll just leave you here.
You need to eat all of the dicks. Well, do I need to do anything? Are you okay?
Bro.
I hate you so much.
You'll be fine.
Getting the wind knocked out of you is the scariest thing in the world. Worse to have some dude with a camera going,
you okay?
I'm going to kill you when I can't breathe. All right.
The next one is another bear. We're domesticating bears, by the way.
Well, we've been noticing lately that bears
have
been
opening car doors,
figuring out doors, and standing up a lot more, walking around on their feet.
So this lady,
more than Carol G can,
decided to take it to the next level, you know, since the bear's going to come in or this maybe happened. Open doors. She has this bear, wild bear, trained. It's happened before. It's opened the door. Yeah. Now she just tells the bear to close the door after
he's... Shut the door behind you, it says.
So this is in New Jersey, the story.
Yeah, this news story.
She took this video last night of a bear she calls Mr. Doorman.
Mr. Doorman.
The bear has learned to close her front door. Wow. She asked the
Watch
bear
After a
to
few
close
tries.
The front door, please. And sure enough, the bear grabs the doorknob in his mouth and begins to shut the door, but not, you know, all the way at first. So...
Hey, he's using his mouth,
a few
lady.
More times, and then the bear completes.
You might be really
task.
Good at orally shutting doors, but
Mr.
the bear's new to it.
Feeling right at.
Wow. Listen to the, listen
Did
to
you
the
hear?
Joke.
Close the door, please.
Close the door.
She's pretty cool John having a big Elliot. Bear. In her
So
house
now,
like that.
How much do you tip that doorman?
Oh, the wacky weatherman chimes in.
What's amazing?
His name is Brady Bogan.
Hey guys, I'm the wacky weatherman. Yucka yucka.
You didn't hear her. She's like, close the door. I've got the chatterbait.
Put it on your vagina right now. Do it. It's a prop. Oh, wacky weathermen. You guys can't die in bad storms fast enough.
Of course it's unloaded.
I think the reason weathermen have to stand in hurricanes is because the rest of the news team hates them, too. Why don't you go stand in that, Bob? Hey, really? Hey, Corey, terrible weather outside. Why don't you go hike Camelback Mountain? It's 140. Put your driving gloves on, Corey. When I saw that guy driving around 16th Street in Bethany, that Corey McSkey, and he had his fingerless driving gloves on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, could you? Why don't you just have a license plate that says Douche? Big fan? No, I'm just staring at an asshole.
What?
Later. Fingerless driving gloves.
Ugh.
Wacky weatherman. Sorry, Brady, but I thought that's what your job should have been. We stole you from
it. I tried.
I got We took you from it. Yeah. You'd have done it, too.
What do you tip that door, man? Okay. It's going to be about 62 today down in Athens, my alma mater.
My roommate, he's a weatherman.
He is?
Yeah.
Who?
Steve Shear.
Was he a douchebag in college? Or did he just grow into one? That
no.
took too long to answer that.
Did.
He had a little theater background.
Oh, he was that guy. He was Andy Bernard from The Office.
He was a dancing weatherman.
Where's he a weatherman?
I think it's in Lafayette, Purdue.
Oh, he's
Channel
up in,
12.
Ugh,
yeah.
Garbage.
Been there for years, too.
What a cruddy gig that is. Lafayette, Indiana?
Yeah.
You're a weatherman at, like, Market 270?
He's been able to parlay that to, he had a theater review show.
Sure, because it's
Sundays.
Lafayette.
I know.
Anybody who wanted to do it, yeah, he's Lafayette's king. Get a shot of Brady's, was a college roommate, you said?
Yeah.
No kidding. Do you still talk to this guy, or is he too douchey?
No, I talk to him.
Really?
Now,
I wouldn't. He's a weatherman. Second, you tell me, hi, I'm a weatherman, we're not friends.
He was the one that basically hired me to be Scooby-Doo part-time at Kings Island.
Oh,
he was in charge of that department.
Now he does West Central Indiana's best weather.
What's his name again?
Steve Shears.
Shear. It's S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
Steve Shear. There's nothing. And when I lived in L.A., I couldn't believe it. They had a dude named Dallas Rains was the weatherman.
I was born to be a
Dallas.
Man.
It wasn't his real name. And he had Shadow Stevens hair, and he was tan. It's going to be beautiful out there today. 72 degrees in the big city. It's like, open your mouth, Dallas. Dallas Rains. Then another guy's last name was like Mountain or something like that. Stormy Mountain and Dallas Rains with the ABC weather. Is this
his Instagram is Wind Shear.
Oh, Brady, he's a weatherman douche.
He's got 63 followers on his Instagram account.
In Lafayette.
Boy, so he's got
probably
more than
that. Yeah.
You two could have a battle for worst page
this
ever.
He's got
this you guys in
square his shoulders. His shoulders are like
Frankenstein, Kevin McHale.
I mean, it is. Look at that. And I'd take his in his closet and I'd bend all the hangers straight
to make
his shirts could
hang on that square human body.
Well, it looks like he got him from mom.
Yeah, mom's got him too. And I hope that's not his wife.
No, that's
definitely his mother, right?
She's a doll.
It's Miss Lafayette, 1939.
No, he actually grew up in Cincinnati and then got the job up there.
So he's also retarded and a weatherman, yeah. So that's tough.
They lived on Thumbelina Drive in Cincinnati.
Brady, his page might be worse than yours. There's pictures of a ball glove for no reason. And then a deer just in the backyard. Steve Shear.
Huge Elvis fan.
Playing ball with himself, John.
Because nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Got to play catch alone. He is. He's got an Instagram page of him throwing a ball in the air and catching it. Is this, what is his Instagram? At isolation doc.
Lynn Shear.
Isolation.
Says here, former weatherman.
That's it. Okay, so he's done.
He's retired.
Right. Yeah. They blew him out.
I get it.
Saw the writing on the wall.
He didn't mean that, but it was. Oh, no, you didn't.
No.
Steve Shear.
Jesus.
Wacky weatherman. Can you imagine how annoying that pun festival was in Brady's bedroom at night?
Hey, Shear.
What is it, Bugs? Oh, God. And then Brenneman in the other room.
Will you two shut up? I'm trying to sleep off a coke high.
Oh, he's the communications coordinator at Purdue University now.
Wow. Whew. That's an easy gig.
Good job, Sherwood.
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but 30 years of weather, man. You don't come out of that unscathed. I'd rather go to NAMM. I would rather have Rocky Blyer's time in NAMM than 30 years of weather, man. That does things to a man's brain.
He was the weather forecaster for 24 years, John.
You're not
until July of 2012.
Incapable of being normal.
No, he's been out for a while.
Incapable of being a normal human being. 24 years of weather is like 23 years of selling your D on the streets. You just don't come out of it normal.
Before that, he worked at C-SPAN.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Your little fraternity group of people churned out some butter, man. You guys had some success. You're in on that. Got you got that Stephanopoulos character.
Yep.
Who's the other one? Brenneman, up until the slurs. Who else?
Our buddy Bill
Hader. Bill
Hemmer.
Bill Hemmer. CNN Fox guy.
Hemmer technically went to the rival school, but he was buddies. He went to Miami.
Oh, I thought he was your guy.
No, he was Brenneman's guy.
Oh.
That's how I met him back in the college days.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah, there's a lot of success, Kim. Anybody else that we don't know? And Shear, 23 years on weather. That's success. I'm not saying it's good success.
Yeah. Right.
Not one big city called Shear to try to drag him on a Lafayette. That was his ceiling. That's brutal.
That was it.
That's rough.
Opportunities to go to Muncie.
Chicago or Indianapolis. Yeah. Valparaiso. Something. You get a headhunter down there in Evanston wants a piece of me, but I think I'm going to stick it out here in Lafayette.
Huber Heights is looking at me. What's that, the largest brick-homed community? You should go for that one.
Might do some closed-circuit stuff for Del Boca Vista down there in Florida. But.
John, you all owe Brady an apology.
We're sorry.
To understand all is to forgive all, and this makes much more sense now. Brady looked at his roommate's Instagram page, used it as his baseline for his own page. Please apologize forthwith.
Dude, I don't know. I thought Brady's college weatherman friend was named Shady Days. But Brady gets a Shady. Shady Days. Lafayette, Indiana's weather god. He still looks a little bit scared on. I hope his mom's all right. Anyway, thanks for introducing us today to Steve Shear, Lafayette weather guy, and Brady's pun roommate. Was he a drinker?
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever do blow off of a hooker like Brenneman?
No, he stayed away from the powder substance.
I never forget that at El Charro when Brenneman said, I'm like, so you were in on that, huh? No comment. That says you did it, Tom. I got nothing to say about that. So you did blow at college. It was college. We're not talking about. All right. There's a deep drive by Castellanos.
Cities, on the other hand, I'll talk about all day long.
The blow capital of the world.
Now, I'm not talking about the good blow, the Colombian stuff. I'm talking about man-on-man blow. Oh. Where one's doing another. Anyway, Castellanos going to the wall on that one. There you go. Better late than never. There's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.